It is 6:15 on a Tuesday morning, the 29th day of July. And of course, that theme means only one thing. It's time to snap the leash. Let them off that chain we keep out in the yard and let the LA City Watchdog loose. Good morning, Jack Humphreyville. How are you?
Very well, Doug. Thank you very much.
And remember, you can read Jack's column at citywatchla.com. And there's word broke in the LA Daily News, Rick Orloff, that there's talk about trying to reach a settlement between the LA City Controller Ron Galperin and the IBEW Business Manager Brian D'Arcy over the $4 million that's supposed to be paid out to the Joint Training and Joint Safety Institutes. These are the two doozies that we still have no idea where the $40 million we've already given them went.
Well, you know, it's interesting is, you know, there'll be a lot of people that have to make that agreement, and maybe it's just speculation on Rick Orloff's part, but, you know, he's pretty well, you know, wired in.
Yeah, his speculation is usually based on stuff he's heard within the halls.
But, you know, I think the city council will sell us down the drain since, you know, at least 10 of these guys have been beneficiaries of Boss Darcy's generosity. But I don't think he's going to be able to buy off Ron Galperin. I think Ron will say that having the audit is a non-negotiable deal. And, you know, I don't know how well you know Ron. I'm sure you do. But, you know, he seems to be probably the most principled politician we have at City Hall by a long margin. And I just don't think he's going to sell the ratepayers and the citizens of Los Angeles down the drain.
Well, what possible benefit is there to the city to reach a quote-unquote settlement? What would the settlement be? I mean, I know the IBEW was saying that the city owes the joint trust $4 million as per the agreement the city council came to. But that would bring it to $44 million that we don't know what it's been spent on. We haven't gotten the financial records from the $40 million that's already been given to them.
Yeah, well, you know, I think one of the things that would happen is that Union Boss Darcy would threaten a strike, and the boys and girls on the city council, be shaking in their boots of the prospect of a strike. Now, I don't know whether it's legal for public employees to strike, especially those at DWP, because it's such a important part of our system here, a part of our economy, but. I think that he may shake them down. I don't know. I'm not sure what the trade off is.
I don't even in listless yawn and look the other way or pay no attention. LA. I don't know how the city council could conceivably hand over more money to these joint trusts, given the fact that we don't know what happened to the first $40 million.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, that someone's going to drop off a bag of money onto Brian D'Arcy before we get the financial records of the money they've already gotten seems to me to be impossible, even by LA low standards.
Well, you never know what the city council will do. On the one hand, they tell us we shouldn't be doing business with dictators.
They couldn't do this without the mayor signing off on it, could they?
Well, who knows? If they have 10 votes, they can override the mayor. Actually, I think, first of all, it has to be approved by the Department of Water and Power, the Board of Commissioners, and they have not approved this payment as of yet.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, is I think we have a fairly strong board. Mel Levine is a former congressman, a very well-respected person in the community, and I don't think he's going to sell his soul.
Well, who knows?
You got Jill Barad, who is a very influential person in the Valley. You got Bill Funderburk, Michael Fleming, and Christina. They're all reputable people, and they're not going to sell. I don't think they're going to sell their reputations down the drain.
Well, then again, what have they been doing up till now that have allowed this situation to get where it is? I mean, that's the question. I mean, they might be reputable people with wonderful reputations, but we've allowed $40 million to go into a black hole here without any knowledge of what it's about. We're talking with Jack Humphreyville, LA City Watchdog. I got to switch gears because I want to get your take on this other story that the Labor Board has rejected the two-tier pension system that was supposed to save between $4 and $5 billion. At a city conference. Now, the mayor's on vacation, but his office is, they're going to appeal. But if the city loses on appeal, and we've got another $4 or $5 billion, because I assume that, and correct me if I'm wrong, But the LA way has been to announce a cut and then base all your budgets as if that cut's going to be actually in there forever. And yeah. So I assume that all the city forecasts for our finances are based on the assumption that they had this $4 billion to $5 billion savings.
You are correct on the assumptions. And I want to say it was $3 to $4 billion, although I never really understood how all that savings worked. But I think the impact on the budget for next year will probably not be a whole heck of a lot. I think it's like $3 or $4 million, and it grows over time. And what I always love is how they always talk about the aggregates, $3 to $4 billion. Well, you know, over the next 5 years, I think it was like $30 million or $30 to $50 million. They always aggregate it as opposed to looking at it on an annual basis because it sounds better. But I think what we have here is the city was playing, the city sort of jammed it down the throats of the coalition versus what they did with the cops, where they had a negotiated transaction. But I think this is going to make the current labor negotiations much more complicated. As you may know, the contracts with the coalition of city unions, basically the civilian workers, expired on June 30th. So they're working without a contract. And part of the city's projections were they're only going to have a deficit of $165 million next year are based that there's going to be no raises, and that includes, basic, I think that includes COLA as well as any increases in general compensation. So I think it will be very interesting to see what's the impact on the budget of the whole labor negotiations, not only the pensions, and it ain't going to be good.
Well, they've got to. If the city doesn't win on appeal, we're going to be right back where we were discussing bankruptcy again. I mean, we cannot continue to have these enormous burdens placed on budgets for people. It's basically pension and health costs. It's pension and health costs that provide no actual functioning services. To the city, especially, by the way, as the number of poor people continue to grow in the city of Los Angeles, with the mayor encouraging more to come here.
Yeah, well, one of the ironies of this whole thing is, the city hall is always telling us that they got really smacked during the Great Recession and revenues were down. Well, they are only down 1 year. Over the last couple of years, I think, the city's workforce has been downsized by about 5,000 people, call it 15-20%. At the same time, I think the average compensation of the civilian workers, and I think the police also, went up about 25%. So, the one thing that was sacred here is that they were going to get these step raises all the way through as they downsize the city government. And now we have a city government that can't provide services, whether it's for transportation and planning in Hollywood, which is under assault by all these real estate developers, whether it's local neighborhoods who are trying to get parking, preferred parking zones.
Well, and we know we can't get the roads and the sidewalks fixed and all that stuff. All right, Jack, thanks so much. CityWatchLA.com.